Look, would you welcome Syrian families in your town? After facing criticism of his response to the growing migrant crisis, David Cameron has said Britain will now take thousands more refugees from camps on the borders of war-torn Syria. But he's given no indication that the UK will be willing to resettle any of the hundreds of thousands of desperate people who have made perilous Mediterranean crossings by boat to reach Europe over the past few months. Now, yesterday, I spoke to the Bishop of Hertford about our humanitarian response to the crisis. He felt the need wasn't being met at the moment. Well, let's hear today from the Coptic Orthodox Church. It's the largest Christian church in the Middle East. His Grace Bishop Angelus is the General Bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Church in the UK, and he's based in Stevenage. Your Grace, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Robert.
Welcome to the programme. What do you think of the changing response that Britain is now offering?
This is definitely an evolving situation. No one could have envisaged what's happening at the moment. And, of course, first and foremost, people who rule this country, the government who governs the land on our behalf, is going to think in the interests of the country. And that assessment is, of course, going to change based on what's happening around us. I'm sure that in assessment, in seeing what's going on, in seeing people's calls for greater humanitarian assistance and response, that this response has been deemed necessary.
Part of the problem is that some of these migrants, economic migrants, have been demonised by various quarters of the political establishment and also by some of the tabloid press who have behaved disturbingly, some might suggest. And it's all been rather faithless. Lots of numbers, and we can get angry because they're just coming here to steal our houses, take our cars, take our jobs, and raid our fridges. But the reality is these are real people, real needs. And that picture of that little boy has moved some, not all, but it has moved a lot of people, Your Grace.
I think it's very easy to generalise and overgeneralise issues. Migration is a very complex situation. We're just coming out of a very bad economic time for our own nation here. There are people who are overstaying, as we saw the figures last week. There are people who are economic migrants, people coming on false pretense, but there are also people who come in very credible causes and really need to find refuge in Britain. And I think there needs to be a robust system where we can distinguish between them. The easiest thing in the world is to let everybody in or keep everybody out. And neither of those are going to be a good result. Because
but can't we be more discerning, Your Grace? I mean, you know, the figures that are released every couple of months show an increase in immigrants. But of course, that figure used by some to tell us that we're full, that figure also includes all the students who are coming here, spending £9,000-£10,000 a year and several thousand pounds more to live in accommodation. They're adding to the economy. They're not milking the economy. They're adding to the economy.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. There needs to be a robust system that makes a distinction. There are people who come here. I've been here for 20 years. I came as a minister of religion, of course, but a lot of our community has been here for 30, 40 years who are contributing members of the society. And there are many more like that. But there are also people who are here on credible humanitarian grounds. I think we need to use the word demonizing, and I think that's very, very important, because when we see people come and they're merely reduced to people who are just coming to take our jobs and people who are coming to make false representations, that's grossly unfair. And so I think we need to look at cases on their own merits and see who does warrant being in Britain and to become a person who is going to contribute, but also a person who really needs our refuge and who is coming to actually abuse it.
Your Grace, can I ask you very briefly, we've been asking people whether we should welcome more Syrian families in our towns. You're based in Stevenage. Do you think a town like Stevenage could or even would welcome refugees?
I would hope so. The British people are people who are very compassionate. We show our compassion in lots of different ways. And I hope that that compassion would spread across the board, leaving the broad titles and the broad headings of where people are coming from. We need to look at people for their particular need, whether they're coming from the Middle East or Africa or Southeast Asia or Eastern Europe. We need to look at people on their own merits for their own needs at that time.
Your Grace, thank you. Grace Bishop Angelus, the General Bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Church based in Stevenage.